Hi, Barbie. Just a bit of caution. This episode is part of an 8-week series on the trans allegory of the Barbie movie. And there's going to be so many spoilers, just like so many you don't even know. So if you haven't seen the movie yet, definitely do that first. You won't regret it, though. It's amazing. Okay, on with the show. Welcome to Tilly's Trans Tuesdays. Tillyvision keeps on keeping on with the intentional trans allegory of Barbie the movie, part 5. You're going to get some trans confirmation in this one that you're not going to believe, but it's true. Hi, I'm Tilly Bridges, your host, and I'm joined by my writing partner, my best friend, my wife, our token cis representation, the lady who never made me hide my transness from anyone, Susan Bridges.
Ooh, that's a little dig to some people.
Well, certain people, perhaps.
Usually I'm the one doing the dig.
No, I can dig sometimes. And our returning guest here in the back half of our Barbie discussion, Millicent Alexis Book. Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie. You two are adorable.
Oh, thank you. So are you, though. I love your little sweater. You. Nobody listening can see it, but it's very nice.
They can see it on my Facebook.
Oh, there you go. Go check that out. All right, let's dive back in. 43 minutes, 29 seconds. The Mattel agents, all cis men, arrive. Miss Barbie? Barbie. It's just Barbie. She doesn't feel she can be gendered correctly in the real world because she's not the kind of woman they want and is considering trying extra hard to learn how to be a manly man. Because we trans women, listen, we didn't know how to be the men we were told we were. We were bad at it, hated it, were hurt by it, and were punished by family, friends, and society in all kinds of ways for not conforming to it.
Frequently,
yes. We'd watch other men and just try to do what they did and hoped it was good enough that people wouldn't notice how fake it was, how we didn't conform, and then tease us about it or make fun of us for it or experience much worse, like slurs and violence from cis men. Also, remember how I said in an earlier episode that the Mattel executives were the agents from The Matrix and you scoffed? I know you did. I have minions everywhere. And I said there'd be more proof later? Here you go. This is another direct visual reference. The men in suits with earpieces standing outside the SUV. They look just like agents. From The Matrix, of course. I'm presuming you're not diving into episode 5 of Barbie as your starting
Probably
point.
Probably.
But just in case. That would be a bad choice. Go back to the beginning. Start there. 44 minutes, 17 seconds. Sasha gets in the car with Gloria, who was previously protecting the top brass all the way up at Mattel. But remember I said she had a connection to Barbie and more evidence was later? Here's some. This scene is minutes after the Mattel boardroom scene, and Gloria has an entirely new wardrobe. Why would she have stopped to change clothes? There's no story reason for it, except look at her clothes and how there is blue and pink together. Even as Barbie doubles down on trying to be a man, all the nonsense Ken is off doing, she's coming to realize her own transness more and more. The true woman inside her reflects that. And so she's coming to a choice. Try to self-actualize with transition or go back to living the lie. And like so many of us, she's not going to get it right the first time because it's scary as hell. Now, Tilly, I hear you say, now, Tilly, I've been listening to all this so far and I'm just not sure Barbie really has anything to say about transness. To which I say, why, that's not true. It's almost like someone made that up for the sake of argument just to make a point hit home harder. But what could that point be? When Barbie enters the Mattel executive office, there is a transgender symbol hidden on the left side of the door, It's actually been there all along, but this was the best spot to mention it for reasons you will soon discover.
So big.
Right?
So huge. Yeah, so
the first
impactful.
Time I saw it, I could not believe it was there. It blew my mind.
We were all like, was it edited in? Or
right.
Yeah.
We don't know.
But it wasn't, right?
Yeah. No, this isn't something I added or someone on the internet snuck in there and it's been perpetuated without people knowing. This was legit in the movie itself. I checked in my 4K copy on disc. There's a shot from my TV with the contrast goosed, so you can see it better in the Google Doc and social media version of this episode.
And really, at first, I was like, that can't be real.
Right? But it is.
But it's is!
Now, I reached out to some folks who worked on the movie to see if this was on the set, and if so, why, or if it was added with special effects, and if so, why. And the only reply I've gotten is that everyone on Barbie supports trans people and are glad we felt included.
If they're basically, they didn't answer.
No, if there are more conclusive answers, they weren't provided to me. So why is it there? Is it just a hidden nod? They don't do anything with it, right? Oh, but they do. Continue on, dear listeners. I shan't lead you astray. Shan't! Okay. 45 minutes, 16 seconds. Barbie's never experienced the real world before, so she pours the water right on her face because she's used to the cups being empty. Awakening to your transness is actually a lot like water being thrown in your face. It wakes you right the hell up. 45 minutes, 32 seconds. Barbie. So what can I do to repair the rift in the space-time continuum, get my feet back and that one cellulite gone, and just generally not turn into weird Barbie? She's terrified of the truth, wants to know how to ignore it and go back to pretending to be cis. 45 minutes, 50 seconds. To fix things, she has to get back into the box. The pink Barbie box. Literally, she has to consent to being boxed into the cis binary. And do you see where the box is located? On the right of the door.
It's situated as far apart from that transgender symbol from earlier as possible.
Yeah.
And whenever the camera's focusing on the box, that symbol is out of view.
Yeah.
So there's just a world of literary things you can unpack about that. It's so
absolutely
wonderful.
Absolutely. We're going to talk a little bit about those in just a minute.
Yes.
To get 46 ahead. Minutes, 35 seconds. Barbie wants to meet the woman in charge before she goes, but all of them are men. She's asking to meet the woman in charge of herself, but is finding only dudes. And remember how earlier I said that trans women pre-transition aren't treated like cis men are because we don't perform manhood correctly and how we're punished for it? We also don't experience male privilege in the way cis men do, again, because we are not conforming to what the world and other cis men expect us to be, even when we mirror cis men around us and try to be like them. If we walk into a room of strangers, yes, at first glance, we might have been awarded a degree of male privilege. But the second we had to do anything or interact with anyone, the mask is never perfect. And when you don't conform to stereotypical manhood, privilege drops off. And so here, where Barbie's trying to find the woman in charge of herself, we get this line from Aaron. I'm a man with no power. Does that make me a woman? Like, ouch, on multiple levels.
Yes, that was a multiple level ouch.
Yeah, that one cuts deep.
So that line, if you look at Aaron's character, is maybe examining the CEO's charting, his motivation of getting to where he is, like the whole reason why he's in this position where he's suppressing women's dreams and holding femininity back. And when the CEO says women are the foundation's on the bottom of the company. That's
absolutely
literally the ground floor. So
yeah,
it really, I think, lends to discussing the deeper layer of the CEO.
Yeah.
And really that power is intrinsic to cis manhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. they've established society and so they're the ones who get it, like, by birth, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. And how there's a really narrow amount of, I've said this before, of acceptable human behavior.
Yeah, well, quote, unquote, acceptable.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. And you're punished for deviating from it in the very slightest of ways.
Right, even mm-hmm. Aaron here, just because he's not the manliest of men.
Mm-hmm. 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 Exactly.
46 minutes, 47 seconds. The CEO resents even being asked about a woman and says they are a company, quote, literally made of women. Implying they're not inclusive or doing things right is so much worse to them than actually not being inclusive.
so common.
We see this mm-hmm. all the time with any kind of bigotry, including transphobia. Bigots mm-hmm. will tell you that calling them transphobes is the problem, not their actual transphobia. See the Trans Tuesday on Cis is Not a Slur, There Is No Default Human, for more on that particular nugget of awfulness, episode 30 of this show. CEO. There was a woman CEO in the 90s, and another at some other time. We have gender-neutral bathrooms out the wazoo. See, it's all fixed. It reeks of the ways Agent Smith put on a pretty new face while being the same old transphobia in Matrix Resurrections. We'll use buzzwords and pretend we're hip. We'll put a rainbow on merchandise, or the executive office wall, maybe? While doing absolutely nothing to fix the actual problems. It's exactly what rainbow capitalism is. We talked about that back in episode 23. 47 minutes, 45 seconds. Barbie gets in the box. I remember this smell. I'm having a real Proustian flashback. Proust was a French writer, and I'm not going to get all into his business here, but something being Proustian is likely about recovering forgotten memories. She's been out of the box, if not fully realized and self-actualized, long enough to remember how it feels to literally be tied down in the box society made for her. She's remembering when she was entirely subsumed by the false male simulacra of Ken. 47 minutes, 50 seconds. They strap her in, but she runs. And this is where the trans symbol placement is relevant, because it's as far left of the door as her box is right of the door. She doesn't want to completely tie her truth down, but she's too scared to commit to transition. The trans symbol is pink. She doubts her transness, but she heads out the pink door between it and the box. Tying down and boxing in her truth is a lie, but she also can't totally admit she's trans and choose to transition yet. So she denies that and heads out the pink door full of doubts.
Mm-hmm.
And like, this is so often what it's like when you transition as an adult. It's all so confusing and you just don't know what to do, and you deny or put off accepting your truth over and over until you can't anymore. She's not there yet, but she's on her way.
Sometimes you just need an out, and it may not be the right path, but it's the out you have.
Exactly.
She'll get to it eventually, but we're getting ahead again.
Not yet.
48 minutes, 20 seconds. The executives give chase, and their executive-only elevator is literally black and white and the pink of their lies. Again, they see only the false dichotomy, or do everything they can to make sure that's all anyone else can see, anyway. And once again, that is episode 11 of this show. 48 minutes, 30 seconds. Barbie ducks behind cubicles to evade the executives. Here's another visual callback to The Matrix, when Neo was also ducking behind cubicles and avoiding agents in his attempt to flee Metacortex, a.k.a. Mattel. I told you the Metacortex connection was more than just the outside of the building.
And visually, they look very similar.
Very similar.
Very similar. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, all the rigid lines that you're about to see, and all of the gunmetal gray? Gosh, when I was shopping for things as a boy. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It was just like...
Yeah.
All the options were grays, and I'm so
it's
bored
terrible.
With gray. Absolutely.
Bo Brummel. Okay. See the episode on...
It's about why.
Gendered clothing and why men's clothes are like that. Okay. Yeah. 49 minutes, 4 seconds. Barbie's in the white hallway. Another direct visual reference to The Matrix. This time Reloaded, Revolutions, and Resurrections in the space between worlds. 49 minutes, 17 seconds. One is the door to where she meets her creator, Ruth. Remember that Ruth is her heart. And what makes us who we are? Our hearts. Ruth is in a kitchen. Like the Oracle in The Matrix, and the Oracle was also Neo's heart. This is a double reference to The Matrix, with the older lady in a kitchen and the fact that both of these ladies play the hearts of their respective lead characters. Ruth has a royal blue dress under her cardigan. Barbie is connecting with her heart.
And I did see a review where someone actually did make that parallel.
Yeah.
But they didn't go any further than that. They were just like, hey, this is just like the Oracle in The Matrix.
Yeah, there's a reason. And look at all the earth tones in that kitchen. There is truth in Barbie's heart if she's open to hearing it. Neo had the same issue with hearing his heart at first. The heart always knows, but we can't ever accept what it has to say until we're ready.
I want to add to when she enters that space, the kitchen, before she approaches it, she comes through that door and then there's that black space.
Yeah.
And then there's an arch like a theater, like a stage.
Yeah.
And it's just like, is the production what she left behind, or is abduction what she's heading into? Which is the fourth wall, and which one's breaking the fourth wall?
Yeah.
Where is the truth? And the truth is here. We see
Right.
that.
But
So
she doesn't know
there's our
that yet.
answer. No, she
Yeah,
doesn't
she's
know that
getting
yet.
there.
But when
Yeah.
she turns around, that wall, that empty space is gone. The arch is
Yeah.
gone. There's just the kitchen. So I feel like that really is saying, reinforcing what we're saying here.
Yeah.
And there's a real sense of safety there.
Yeah. It's warm. It's inviting. It's cozy. It's calm. Yeah. 49 minutes, 32 seconds. Ruth, don't worry. You're safe here. If we're not safe in our own hearts, where are we? See, look, you were right on time there. Very good.
It's so sweet.
I know. 50 minutes, 1 second. Ruth hands Barbie the cup of tea, literally handing her earth tones and royal blue. Look at the cup. The truth is right there if Barbie will connect with it and accept it. And she drinks. She takes it in. She's getting there. 50 minutes, 32 seconds. Ruth, you look different. You don't say. Barbie, it's not how I usually look. I usually look perfect. I no longer conform to who society said I was or what I had to be and look like. Ruth, I think you're just right. Listen to your heart, girl. Barbie, the real world isn't what I thought it was. Ruth, it never is, and isn't that marvelous? At first, this line threw me because, no, the way the real world is and how it treats trans people and all women is generally not so good. But to me, what Ruth, who again is Barbie's heart, is saying is, isn't it marvelous that the real world is not what they told you it was? You don't have to be a cis person. If trying to be cis makes you miserable, then you're trans, and that's marvelous.
One of the things too that the real world being real in this metaphor means that she can escape plasticity. She can escape the being
Yeah.
static and being held and unchangeable that she had known all of her existence. She can be what she wants to be.
Escape the mold that they made
And
her.
then she's like, even though she says, like, I usually look perfect,
Yeah.
she still looks great. Like, she's
Yeah.
taken the very tiniest step
Yes.
away
She's
from,
got a few hairs out of place,
right,
you know.
away from the perfect thing that she feels, the perfect box.
Yeah.
Like, she's barely stepped outside.
Yeah.
And Ruth is telling her, that's okay.
That's okay.
You can keep going.
Yeah. 5107. Ruth hears the CEO and executives coming. Transphobia is inside the house. But, quote, if you go through that closet, there's a way out. Why do you think the word closet is in there? It could have been door. They're in a kitchen. It could have been cupboard or pantry. But no, closet, CLOSET. You can escape by going out of the closet. Embrace who you are, live your truth, and escape the pain that society wants to box you into. Super
Super
text.
text.
Super text. It's right there. 51 minutes, 37 seconds. Barbie runs through the lobby to escape and, quote unquote, come out. This is really reminiscent of the lobby scene from The Matrix, which was the building where the agents were holding Morpheus, Neo's subconscious, prisoner, right down to the material and construction of the pillars. Now, I'm not sure if this one was an intentional reference. It might have been, but I know nothing about construction, and that could just be the way columns in lobbies are made. I mean, that seems weird to me, but I don't know. 52 minutes, 20 seconds. Gloria and Sasha in their royal blue car show up to rescue Barbie. Barbie's now in the same place and fully connecting with the inner child she lost and the woman she is inside. And this is where she makes an important realization. Gloria, I've been a little lonely lately, and I found those Barbies we used to play with. Sasha, I thought you gave those away. Gloria, I started playing with them because I thought it would be joyful. Barbie's inner child that she never got to be found no joy from them. But Gloria thought it would be joyful. She's searching for trans joy. Quote, but it got weird. The thought of conforming to the only idea of what the false binary says a woman can be prevented her from transitioning because that didn't feel right. It didn't feel like what she wanted. Gloria, maybe because I couldn't be like Barbie, I ended up making Barbie like me. This is it right here. This is it. Barbie's realizing that the woman she is on the inside is messy and complicated and not a stereotype, and that is a real and okay kind of woman to be. And this is where the turn happens, because Barbie realizes while she was searching for Sasha, she actually came for Gloria. She will never get to be that little girl, and that hurts, but it's not too late to be the woman she wants to be.
And it's like that little girl's all cynical and jaded, and she's got really an adult perspective, and I totally agreed with everything she said about Barbie when I first saw the movie.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, when you don't get to have your intended gender childhood, and you look back at what you've lost, maybe you can have a little bit of a cynical edge to what you missed out on.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of anger in Sasha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and
I get that.
I have a lot of anger. Again, if you see the trans grief episodes of this show, that there's a lot of anger at the childhood that was stolen from me,
mm-hmm.
from mm-hmm. by transphobic family and society saying I couldn't be me, you know, and you're like, you took that, you took my life. And it's a really hard thing to reconcile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then Sasha gets more of a connection, and some of that anger gets taken away, and the connection comes in. And really, I feel like that says a lot about what we all want.
Yeah, it does. And we're going to leave it there for this week. So thank you for being here, Lexi.
Thank you all for having me.
It's just so fun.
I know. Next week, we're going to flash back and see that, yes, the signs of our transness were always there. And we might just discover we've overcompensated into our false cis shells further than we realized. Tilly Bridges, End Transmission. Tilly's Trans Tuesdays is hosted by Tilly Bridges and Susan Bridges, with audio editing and sound mixing by Jillian Morgan. The Google Doc and social media versions of this week's topic and all past topics are available at tillystranstuesdays.com. Special thanks to Daisy and Jane for the use of Sorry Not Sorry as our show's theme music. Please stop by and show your support at daisyandjane.bandcamp.com and soundcloud.com/daisyandjane. You can find me at Tilly Bridges on Blue Sky, Twitter, and Hive, on Mastodon at tillybridges@mastodon.social, at facebook.com/tillysbridges, and on Insta and Threads at heckyeahtillybridges. And you can find Susan on most of those at Susan L. Bridges. You can find Jillian at Audio Jillian on Blue Sky. You can join the Tillyverse Discord server by following the link at the very bottom of tillystranstuesdays.com. We hold regular watch parties for the Matrix films and other trans movies, where I do a live Q&A, and it's blossomed into a wonderfully supportive, compassionate, kind community of friends. We'd love to have you join us. For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.